Advocates for the entertainment district lockout laws are warning that we'll see a return to the days of violent assaults once the restrictions are scrapped in Sydney. The state government says the lockouts will be wound back on the 14th of January in a bid to reinvigorate the nighttime economy, but they'll remain in place in entertainment hotspot King's Cross. Jared Hayes from the Last Drinks Coalition says it is disappointing.
I think the government has put money ahead of people. We will be seeing more assaults. We will be seeing more dangerous situations.
But Treasurer Dominic Perrottet is more focused on the bottom line and says the changes will see an extra $30 billion poured into the economy.
And there are opportunities, whether it's through live music, or whether it's giving small businesses greater flexibility, improving planning and licensing.
State Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the laws have undoubtedly made Sydney a safer place, but now is the right time for a change.
The reason why we've chosen that date is to give all stakeholders enough time to come to terms with what's happening and to prepare.
Arthur Stevens, Melbourne.